Today, we will read Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, your word is alive, not just a book written hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, but Lord, it is alive today. It applies to our lives today. It is all that we need to live and follow you. So, Lord, bring your word to life in our hearts today. Open our hearts that we might understand what you would have us do, how you want us to live, and guide us, Lord. Teach us through your word that we might be more like you, that we might follow you and obey. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
"My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many."
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus,
"Send us into the pigs. Allow us to go into them."
He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this to the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons, sitting there, dressed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. In today's reading, we see the story of Jesus dealing with and helping and setting free a man who is possessed by many impure spirits. And so, what exactly is it that's going on? Well, these demons, these evil spirits, are controlling this man. And they are doing things in and through him that are bad. Now, other people had tried to control him, but these impure spirits were able to give him power and strength to get away from them, to break the chains that were trying to control him. And there are some that might see, oh wow, look at all that strength and power. But demons are not a good thing. And so, even though they were able to give him power, they also controlled him. They made him do things that he would never want to do. He ran around screaming, cutting himself, living out among the tombs, and cutting and hurting himself. And so this was a horrible life. When he came to Jesus, he fell, and the demons were crying out, saying, "What do you want from me? Jesus, don't torture me." Because Jesus had said to the spirits, "Come out of him." Jesus has power. Jesus has power over all evil, over the evil spirits. There is no demon who is more powerful than Jesus. There is no devil or evil spirit that is stronger than Jesus. Jesus is stronger than any of them. And they recognize that. They saw that. They saw that Jesus had the power and the authority, the right, to send them away, to banish them, meaning to send them into confinement in the spiritual world, not to be able to interact with the human world. And they were begging him, don't banish us, don't send us to hell, but let us stay here. And we see that in just a moment. Now, Jesus asks, "What is your name?" And the man replies, "My name is Legion, for we are many." There were many evil spirits in him, not just one, and they were controlling him and making his life horrible. Now, they asked to be sent into this herd of pigs, 2,000 pigs nearby. And they said, don't just send us into hell. Send us into these pigs. And so Jesus did. And the herd went crazy. And the herd ran down the lake, down the bank, into the lake, and were drowned. Now, the people who were with the pigs, they were scared. 2,000 pigs suddenly stampeding? That would be frightening. But it was also the destruction of their livelihood, that they had been taking care of these pigs, and now, there they go. Okay, what are we going to do? And so they were afraid, probably a little bit upset as well. And they ran into town to tell everybody. Into town, where probably the owners of the pigs might have been. And they come out, and they find this man who had been completely crazy, running around, no one could control him, yelling and screaming. He was dressed. He was sitting calmly, listening to Jesus in his right mind. Jesus had freed him completely from the control of the evil spirits. And the men from the town, the people, were afraid. And they asked Jesus to leave. Which seems kind of odd to me. In my mind, if I saw Jesus heal a man who had been completely crazy, running around, yelling and screaming, cutting himself, uncontrollable, and now he was completely different, he was normal in his right mind, would I want to send Jesus away? I don't think so. I'd be like, wow, look at what he has done. This man has power over the evil spirits. But for whatever reason, they asked him to leave. Now, the man wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to follow him. Jesus had done something incredible in his life, and he wanted to be with Jesus. But Jesus said no. Jesus said, no, I don't want you to leave where you are. I have something for you to do here. I don't want you to come and follow me. Instead, go tell your family and your friends and everyone in your town what I have done for you. Now, this may have been hard for the man. If you think about it, this man had been through a lot, and he had lived probably for many years in this crazy state, running around, yelling, screaming, cutting himself. People had tried to control him, and he couldn't. He may have been ashamed and embarrassed of what he had been, and would have loved to just leave and not have to face the people and deal with the consequences of what he had been and what he had done. But Jesus sends him back, and there he can live and show the difference in his life in front of his family, his former friends, and they can see the change that Jesus has had in him. I think sometimes we may want to escape the bad things we have done. But God wants us to stay and deal with them and show what a difference he can make in our lives. God has called us to share that difference with our family, with our friends. Now, we are probably not as extreme as this man. We haven't been possessed by demons, running around, screaming, crazy, cutting ourselves, uncontrollable. But still, God makes a difference in our lives. God can set us free from any evil or any sin. There are people today that may not appear to be possessed by a demon, but they are controlled by things outside of them or inside of them. They are controlled by evil. They are controlled by things that are bad. They are controlled and pulled to do what is wrong, and at times they feel like they have no control over it. Jesus has the power to set us free. Whether it is a demon or a sinful habit or anything, Jesus can set us free so that we can live the life that God wants us to live. Jesus can heal us and make us clean and make us right with God if we will just follow and obey. And then he wants us to share that freedom with others, that he can do the same thing in their lives. He can touch them and change them as well. So, who do you have to share with today? Or what in your life do you need to be free from? Whether it is being set free from sin or sharing what Jesus has done in your life, I pray that you will do that today. Lord, I pray that you would lead us and guide us. Set us free completely from any sin that might control our lives. And then give us the courage and the boldness to share our freedom with others, that they also might be free from sins that control us. Lord, show us what you would have us do today, what you want us to be free from, who you want us to tell. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.